from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The danger of flooding has eased along the Mattagamie River, Porcupine Lake, and Kamiskosha Lake. The Timmins Flood Advisory Committee has lifted the flood watch for those three water courses, saying the higher than normal levels continue to drop. The 2022 edition of the Feeding Families Radiothon goes all day this Thursday on Country 93.1. It's a collaborative effort with the Schumacher Lions Club for the Stan Fowler Santa Claus Fund. Chairman John McCauley says last year we helped 345 families, which translates to as many as 1,600 people.
We give out a $125 food voucher to these families each, and it goes towards food only, and you can redeem them at any grocery store in Timmins or South Porcupine.
McCauley anticipates more families needing help this year, so he hopes we surpass the $45,000 we raised. Even half, even a quarter of $148,000 would look nice in anyone's bank account so close to Christmas. That's the November jackpot in the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's monthly 50-50 draw. Tony and Tracy Burnaby are splitting it with her parents, Paul and Arlene Legault, all of Timmins. Monkeypox is being renamed Mpox. The World Health Organization is taking the step following 4 months of consultation with experts. The World Health Agency says it's concerned by the racist and stigmatizing language that came to the forefront after monkeypox spread to 100 countries earlier this year. Both monkeypox and Mpox will be used in tandem for the next year, while the old name is phased out. Finally, this afternoon, you know, all too often, the history of a community is lost because it's not written down or recorded by some other means. The history of Timmins, right back to 1912, is preserved in the Porcupine Advance newspaper. It published until 1950. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman encourages you to read the papers online on the public library's website.
We're lucky that we have a newspaper that was here in the community right at its beginning, so it really helps you tell the story of the Porcupine Camp.
That's a frequent source of Bachman's material, as she tells us every week about local history. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.